This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. As the NFL, it never sleeps. Look, when the Eagles go to win a Super Bowl, get to a Super Bowl, play as far as they do and did, it's like it sneaks up on you how close the offseason is. You know, 3 weeks from today is the start of NFL free agency. 3 weeks from right now, on March 12th, will be the start of NFL free agency. Legal tampering begins on Monday, March 10th. So we are in that window now, less than three weeks from right now. When you listen to this, the Eagles will have signed players. Players they have, players that they want to go get, players they're trying to retain. They'll go to different teams. They'll re-sign here. There'll be contracts flying everywhere. The league year will officially begin 3 weeks from right now. That's how truncated this offseason is. They got a coordinator to find. They got a lot to do here. Losing Kellen Moore and run game, you know, assistant run game coordinator. We'll see what the Christian Parker thing happens with the defensive side. We'll see. But obviously, with Nussmeier going to New Orleans as the coordinator, there's a lot going on for the Eagles. But they've got four big free agents. We know the names: Zach Bond and Josh Sweat and Mekhi Becton and Milton Williams. I want to rank them here. My preference to bring them back, the order of priority I would have in terms of re-signing these guys with the eye on the short term to win the Super Bowl again next year and the long term based on their career trajectory, all that kind of stuff. And the way this shook out for me is there was a very clear last guy. And it's not a knock on him. It just was, when I wrote my list down, it was easier to write number four first, and then I kind of worked my way through. And it was actually easy to go 4-3, and then my challenge was 2-1 based on need, based on ability, based on age, based on trajectory, based on the other options. That's what kind of did it for me. But four was easy. I got to three rather quickly. And then 1 and 2, I fought myself on for a while here in terms of my preference to re-sign these guys. Let's start off, and I'll go in order 1, 2, 3, 4. The priority I have to re-sign them, 1 being the guy I'm prioritizing the most, 4 being the guy I'm most comfortable letting walk out the door. Number one, we're starting with Zach Bond. And I didn't land here easily, but I decided on Bond being number one for this reason. He was their best player defensively other than Jalen Carter throughout the season. He was their most impactful player. He was a first-team All-Pro. 16 games, an interception, 4 passes defended, 5 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, 3.5 sacks, 151 combined tackles, 93 solo, 58 assists, 11 tackles for loss, 5 quarterback hits. He was everywhere. I remember watching him in week 1 in Brazil against the Packers thinking, man, this guy was all over the place. This guy looked like a Pro Bowler out there. Where did he come from? And then as the year went on, I was like, guys, we have to up the ante. This isn't a Pro Bowl linebacker. This is what an all-pro linebacker looks like. And that's what he was. Now, I acknowledge at 28 years old, you know, he's not young. He'll be 29 years old next season. So how many more years does he have at a super high level? I don't know the answer. I think part of why you could sell yourself, and the Eagles probably will sell themselves, that he's got plenty of time left as an impactful player, is before this season, you know, he played 939 snaps on defense this year. He had only played 660 snaps in his four-year career before this. So he has played 1,599 snaps. That has been his career. I'm going to look up a guy like Fred Warner, who's been the best linebacker in the NFL for a while now, just to give a sense of how many snaps Fred Warner has played comparatively and where we think Bond, how much he has left and all that kind of stuff. You know, Fred Warner has played 7,000 snaps in the NFL. Let me go to a guy, I'm not even sure when the NFL started calculating snaps on the kind of basis that we know it now. But I'm going to look at a guy like Luke Kuechly, who is a Hall of Fame candidate. You know, he played from 2012 to 2019. And do they have anything on him? Yeah, they have it. Luke Kuechly played 7,000 snaps in the NFL. So by that number, Zach Bond's got a lot of tread left on the tires. He's only played 1,599 snaps on defense in the NFL. So he's got tread left in the tire. I'm not overly concerned about the age. I wish he was 25 or 26, but I'm dealing with reality. He will play, then to be fair, he just turned 28. So he'll play next season. He turned 28 on December 30th. So he'll play next season at 28 years old. He was an all-pro. He was a huge part of what they did. He was an impactful player with turnovers, with tackles, the run game, everything. I thought his ability to cover a lot of ground, let them play heavier fronts at times. He could rush off the edge. There's also the aspect here that we can't ignore, which is N'Kobe Dean's coming off an injury. I don't know when N'Kobe's going to be back. I don't know if we can count on N'Kobe physically ever. I mean, he had a tremendous year this year, but he got hurt again. So are you going to incorporate two linebackers in? Are you going to let Bond walk and then start Jeremiah Trotter and some journeymen? Feels like a recipe for disaster. Number one on my list is Zach Bond. Now, number two, and I fought with myself on this because I almost put this guy above Zach Bond. I decided not to. I decided to reserve it and just put him at number two. But I have Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams is an awesome player. You look at all sorts of statistics on pass rush win rate, get off, you know, the ability to make a quick pressure. And Milton Williams is there. And what strikes me about Milton Williams, who's 25 years old, will be 25 the day free agency starts. The new league year starts in 3 weeks. He'll play next season at 26. So you give him a four-year contract, 26, 27, 28, 29. Right? He's going to play the bulk of his next contract, probably his entire next contract, unless he gets a five-year deal. But what are the odds he gets that in place? It's all 5 years of the same team. So he's going to play probably the entire next contract, his second contract, the NFL, still in his 20s. That's what you want. That's what you hope for. What strikes me about Milton Williams is if you took out the Eagles' needs, if you took out the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and the stories we know about these players, and if I just line the players up to you, blind test, and I said, of these players that are available, of these four, who fits the profile of an Eagle signing the most? It would obviously and clearly be Milton Williams. He's a pass-rushing defensive tackle at 25 years old with upside still in his game. You know, this was the first year he got to five sacks. This was the first year he really started to play at a really, really, really high level. I mean, he played 48% of the snaps this year. That was his most in the NFL. I think he could play even more and play at a higher level next season. He had, in the postseason, you know, he had the five regular season sacks. He had two in the postseason. He had eight pressures in the postseason. He had 20 pressures combined total during the year. You know, he had two hurries during the season, and then you look at the postseason, he had five hurries. He got better as the year went on. This is a guy that is worth investing in. I think he's a guy that's got a lot of money in free agency. I would love to have him back. And I think it's interesting because we still look at, you know, you look at the Pro Football Reference page for Milton Williams, And it says he started seven games. And we look at Jordan Davis as the starter. Look at snap counts. Forget who stands out there or is introduced with the defense. Forget all that. Forget who's out there on first down. Tell me who's out there more of the game, and that's the more valuable player. The more valuable player is Milton Williams. He'll be paid like it. Teams will go after him. I think he's going to be super expensive. He checks a lot of boxes, and he's ready for his payday. Look, he was a third-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick. It's not like he is going to, or he has a lot of money in the bank from his career so far. This is his chance to make that money. You saw at his locker on the clean-out day last Thursday, he's wearing the Clutch Sports hoodie. He said he'd love to stay, but he wants a raise. I mean, he's obviously looking to end enter free agency and end it on a very high note. I think he'll probably price his way out of here. And part of the reason why, even though he's younger and fits the Eagles' profile more, part of the reason why I put Zach Bond ahead of him on this list is I don't know where the Zach Bond replacement comes from. And then you factor in, obviously, the injury to Dakobe Dean, like I mentioned. This is a very, very highly rated defensive tackle draft. The Eagles could probably find a starting level Milton Williams replacement for the first round of the draft. Like, it's eminently possible. First or second round. So I think the replacement is easier to find for Milton Williams. Plus, you have Jalen Carter. You have the turnkey. You have the guy that makes everyone better next to whoever you replace Milton Williams with. He's second on my list. I'd love to have him back, but I can't put him in the context of this team above Bond. Bond won. Milton.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Williams, too. Number three is going to be Josh Sweat. I like Josh Sweat. He's 27 years old. He'll play next year at 28. He'll turn 28 right after the first wave of free agency. He's been a really good Eagle. Excellent draft pick. 43 career sacks. You know, really has worked his way into being one of the better pass rushers in the league in the last, 5 to 7 years. I would say the last 6 years. You know, 4 sacks, 6, 7.5, 11, 6.5, 8. He's a good football player. And on their 2 Super Bowl trips they've made with him in 2022 and then 2024, he's played a big role in their pass rush. He's a guy that gets pressures. He's a guy that will play the run on top of playing the pass. He has shown, and we didn't know this when he came out of college because he had the injury at Florida State, he's shown an ability to handle a heavy workload. 62% of the snaps on defense, 56, 71, 63, played super well, and I mean super well, in the Super Bowl. But it's also about supply and demand. The Eagles have a pick where they could get a pass rusher. There's an avenue to go trade for a guy like Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or Micah Parsons if they want to go invest draft picks and money there. They also have spent capital in the last couple of years on pass rushers to effectively replaced Josh Sweat. They drafted Nolan Smith. They drafted Jalik Hunt, who looked the part in the Super Bowl and down the stretch of the season. Brandon Graham could come back for one more year. And they still have Bryce Huff under contract. Not that I expect anything out of Bryce Huff. But, you know, the Eagles had an opportunity last year to get a long-term deal done with Josh Sweat and make him one of those guys they keep around a long time, the way they did Brandon Graham, the way they did Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson. And they chose not to. I thought it spoke to what they thought about Josh Sweat, that he came back last year on a pay cut. That, you know, they were fine having him, and they like him, but they don't love him. And I don't know what his market is. There's a lot of teams with extra cap space. Teams could always use edge rushers. He'll probably get priced out of here. If he ends up coming back in another kind of one-year deal, I'll have absolutely no problem with it, because Josh Sweat's been a really good Eagle, and he was a really good draft pick considering where he was taken, you know, back in the fourth round, 130th overall pick in the 2018 draft. Great draft pick by Howie Roseman. And he'll forever have been part of two Eagles Super Bowl teams and a championship. I'm a Josh Sweat fan, but he's third. And it's there's a gap between Bond at one, Milton Williams at two. They're clearly one and two. And then I put the gap there to number three to Josh Sweat. He's the guy that I would take back, but I'm not banging the table for. And number four, and quite easily number four, is Mekhi Becton. Look, it's a wonderful story. It's a great reclamation project by Jeff Stoutland, but I can't get involved in paying him the kind of money he's going to want now. He's a former first-round pick. He's 25 years old. 25 years old. He'll play number next year, 26 years old. Had a really good season. But I think you could find another Mekhi Becton. I think you could find another guy. You could draft a guy. I wouldn't mind, and I know people are going to want defensive tackle or edge rusher. I wouldn't mind doing what I've talked about the last couple years in the first round, and that is drafting a right tackle, you know, the Lane Johnson replacement down the line, and playing him at guard on his rookie contract. The Eagles have done this a lot, whether it be Cam Jurgens at right guard or Dickerson at left guard. And then sometimes they stay there. Other times they move back like Jurgens did. I think they could do that here in this particular draft. They could also dive into, you know, offensive lineman and free agency and try to find this year's version of Mekhi Becton. Maybe a guy that was at one point, you know, supposed to be a starter for someone, and then for whatever reason, it didn't work. Like, Mekhi Becton right now is ranked the 14th overall free agent. He's going to be expensive. He's going to be an expensive player that I don't think really fits what they're trying to do here. And I think it's just at some point, you got to cut ties, and you got to say, okay, let's take a deep breath. I just pulled up the PFF 100, top 100 free agents. All right, I'm going to go down. Let's just go down towards the bottom and see where some of these offensive linemen are and if any of them kind of fit the bill of maybe this year's, you know, Mekhi Becton. All right, I'm going through it. Oh, wow, Zach Bertz, Derek Barnett, ex-Eagles all over the place. Will Hernandez, he got hurt last year, but I mean, he's a guy that is a guard and was a high pick back in the day, had some, you know, a lot of starting experience. That's a potential there. Who else we got? Offensive lineman, free agency. I'm seeing Jameis at the quarterback position as a potential backup. Ryan Kelly's a center. That's not going to work. You want a guard tackles kind of guy. As we go through it here, let's see. Aaron Banks, guard, former second-round pick, San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a possibility. I mean, guys that are Jedrick Wills. Injuries last year. He was a top 10, had a top 10 pick pedigree. Top free agent comparison for Jedrick Wills. Ready for this? Mekhi Becton, 2024. There you go. Jedrick Wills has been a good player in the NFL, and he's not coming off his best. He's 25 years old. This one fits a lot. 10th overall pick in the 2020 draft. Did not have a good ending. He started, you know, 15, 13, 17 games first 3 years. Last 2 years, 8-4. This is a buy low point. We found our guy, Jedrick Wills Jr. from the Cleveland Browns. There you go. Give him to Jeff Stoutland. Away we go. Our ranking, the four free agents for the Eagles, how I'd prioritize them. Number one, Zach Bond. Number two, Milton Williams. Number three, Josh Sweat. Number four, Mekhi Becton. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.